Title, The Death of RBG and the ACA. Content, The Death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and alongside it the high probability of a conservative successor to the open seat she left behind, is likely to shift the court substantially to the right. Among the most notable cases that will likely be presented before the newly constituted court is the pending challenge to the Affordable Care Act, the ACA. We have previously examined the case history of Texas v. the United States, the case, from the initial district court opinion, to its appeal to the Fifth Circuit, the Department of Justice's brief in support of eliminating the ACA through this case, and the final decision from the Fifth Circuit, which can be seen here and here. With Justice Ginsburg on the court, stakeholders anticipated that the ACA would likely survive. While there was a conservative majority on the court, consisting of Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Alito, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Kavanaugh, Chief Justice Roberts has consistently come to the ACA's rescue. With Justice Ginsburg gone, the outlook seems a bit different. By way of background, under the district court ruling, the judge determined that the ACA's individual mandate, which was reduced to $0 as a result of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, was no longer considered a tax, meaning Congress no longer had the authority to enforce it. The district court then held the individual mandate inseparable from the ACA, such that the whole law was unconstitutional. In a controversial turn of events, the Fifth Circuit, while upholding the unenforceability of the individual mandate, remanded the case back to the same district court judge without ruling on the severability of the mandate. Now the time has come for the Supreme Court to take up the question of the ACA's continuing viability. Currently, the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments for the case after elections, on November 10. There are a few scenarios that may play out here. First, if no replacement is sworn in by that time to hear this case, there is a chance that one of the conservative justices, most likely Chief Justice Roberts, joins the liberals in their support of the ACA, resulting in a 4-4 deadlock that keeps the Fifth Circuit's decision as is. There is a chance that the law will then continue on through the judicial process and eventually make its way back up to the Supreme Court. On the other hand, if the conservative justices band together on their decision, or if a conservative justice is appointed by then, it could very well be the end of the ACA as we know it. There's a third option. Justice Kavanaugh has previously privately indicated that he may not support the argument that the mandate is inseverable, suggesting that holding one piece of the ACA invalid may not invalidate the ACA in its entirety. A chance remains that more than one conservative will break ranks and prevent the entirety of the ACA from being held unconstitutional. The most likely outcome, however, appears that the Fifth Circuit decision will be upheld in a 5-4 decision, with Justice Roberts siding with the court's liberal wing against a 5-justice conservative majority. Top contenders, of course, the outcome also depends on the potential new conservative pick's view on the ACA and particularly whether the nominee falls more in the Justice Roberts camp or aligns more fully with court's more conservative majority. A top contender is Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who has been particularly vocal in her criticisms of elements of the ACA. For one, she has previously signed a petition against the ACA's mandate for employers to provide birth control access through their insurance plans, arguing it infringed on religious freedom. For another, she has previously written an article against the 2012 Supreme Court ruling that upheld the ability for Congress to enforce the requirement that Americans obtain health insurance or then face the tax penalty. Her rationale was that this was not a tax, and thus the statute should have been invalidated as it fell outside of Congress's power to enforce. In this article, she was particularly critical of Chief Justice Roberts and what she noted as a deference to Democratic majorities. Given Judge Barrett's history in speaking out against the ACA, and in particular against Chief Justice Roberts' decisions in this arena, as well her previous willingness to see the ACA invalidated as a whole, it seems particularly likely that I